This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, today we'll begin with the reading of the text from Matthew 27 and 28 about the resurrection of Christ. But I just want to prep it by saying this. I don't know if you've read about Mel Gibson planning a sequel to the movie The Passion of Christ. I understand it's obviously going to be about the resurrection. As you listen to the scripture being read, I'm going to think that it's going to be the underpinning of the script that we're going to see in that movie about the resurrection of Christ. So as you listen to the text being read from Matthew 27 and 28, picture these perhaps in a movie setting that perhaps would be similar to what you remember about the Passion of Christ. Just a thought, just a suggestion as you listen today. The next day, the one after Preparation Day, the chief priest and the Pharisees went to Pilate, the Roman governor. "Sir," they said, "we remember that while Jesus was still alive," and notice what they call him, that deceiver, that liar, "said, 'After 3 days, I will rise again.' So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he has been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first." "Take a guard," Pilate answered. "Go and make the tomb as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure by putting a seal, which means they poured wax around the stone, and they posted the guard. Chapter 28. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen." Three of the most important words in all of the New Testament. He has risen, just as he said. "Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy. Anybody experience that, afraid yet filled with joy? Maybe your wedding day? Maybe more fearful than joyful, I don't know. We won't talk about that. Verse 9, I love this verse. I've never heard a preacher talk about it. I'm going to talk about it today. It's verse 9. Suddenly, Jesus met them. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and they will see me." And they will see me. I want you to get a sense of Good Friday before I talk about the resurrection. I'm convinced you can have an appreciation for Easter, and a lot of people celebrate Easter, but they never go through the Good Friday experience of understanding what Jesus went through on the cross. Jesus didn't die as a martyr. Get this, Jesus didn't die for a cause, a political cause, a philosophical cause. He died for you. You get that? He died for you. He died for me. And all of the sin that you ever committed and I've ever committed was on him on the cross. When a man realizes that, he's never the same. When a woman realizes that, she's never the same. When you really get it, a lot of people don't get it until the end of their life when they're facing their own death and say, "Now I get it." It's too late. I mean, it can be too late to do that. I'm thankful that people do get it at the end of life, perhaps. But when you get that, it changes your perspective on Easter.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.